gentlemen, welcome to the 20th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
This is Murat.
I actually had a little bit of blank spot about the number. I'm getting lost, but this is a good thing because it means that we're doing a lot of episodes.
Actually, I'm very pleased that we kept doing it until we reached 20.
Yeah,
which is impressive in my opinion.
It's true. I think that after 10, it just went normally, like naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
And now for us, it's just a routine.
Yeah.
That's also because we are in this situation that we cannot do so much, so it's easy to organize and meet.
True, but now I think life is getting a bit more like to the normal side, so you can go to a bar or to a restaurant.
True, but I don't know you, but I'm not doing so much.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I'm wondering, okay, when we will be back to normal situation, if we will still see each other so often and so on.
Let's see. We will.
I mean, we will see anyway. We'll do the podcast, I don't know.
I think we can keep continuing to spend 2-3 hours per week. It shouldn't be much an issue, in my opinion.
Well, it's also the our listeners are aware about our routine, let's say, while we are meeting and to record this podcast. We still receive any comment, any feedback, if someone likes it or not. So
are you even listening?
Exactly. If there's someone that is listening or not, please let us know. Send us a feedback or whatever. It's not true. We know at least a couple of people, 2-3 people are listening, but they're our friends or people that we already know. So, I mean, it's nice that they're listening to it, but yeah, it would be interesting to know if there's other people that are not based here or they don't know us directly, if they enjoy to listen what we're saying, because then we start to question ourselves about why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably. It seems so. Yeah, well, how was your week other than your...
Let's change topic randomly. My week was extremely boring. I decided even not to go to work and work from home from my wheel, let's say. But then I realized it's very bad, so probably I will do the opposite this week, so I will go more than what I should do.
I think now you can go all the days if you want.
Yeah, for our company is allowed.
Yeah.
So let's see. It's also true that every morning I wake up and I'm like, yeah, I really want to prepare myself to go to work, not to speak to anyone face to face, and then coming back. It depends. We see.
For me, it's a bit simpler. So I just only the clothing changes. So the routine is there.
Yeah, but you need to take the car. And
yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, from one side, I feel more human since I start to go back to work. At least I see much more people, and there are people that I have like kind of a relationship with. But from the other side, it's so useless because there are only like, I think, 15% of the people that we used to have in our company.
That's true.
So, it's not that, it's nice to speak with someone sometimes, but they're not even your direct colleagues. So it's a really strange situation. And the fact that there's no concert, no festival, you know, we're close to the beginning of August, and this year really wanted to go to Wacken. So it's getting more and more sad, you know. It's like when there was Rotbarn, that, you know, that period I was really sad because I was not able to go there.
And I remember at one point that we were not even sure that Rotbarn would be cancelled or not. So we were still in hope that we could go to Rotbarn.
Yeah, but a lot of festivals did it.
Yeah.
Like they were pulling, as long as they could, they were pulling and say, we will figure it out something. We will reduce the amount of people per concert, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a certain moment they say, no, it's closed.
Yeah.
It was, now I'm not trusting any concert, any venue, anything. Even if I see also that there are bands that they're advertising tour dates on November or so. But as long as I don't have confirmation from 2 or 3 different newspapers, so that they belong to 2 or 3 different countries in Europe, that actually we have medicine or something, I don't think I would go to an indoor festival or concert.
I don't think that they would be able to do, because this approach of yours is quite common, I guess. So no one that I know, at least, would risk any health issues just to go to a concert.
Yeah, but we saw that there were people in this Switzerland concert some podcast or some episodes ago.
That's true, but also we don't know the exact situation in Switzerland.
Mm.
So we don't know how serious they went through in this situation.
Do you think they're hiding information from the rest of Europe?
Switzerland?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are lots of mystery about Switzerland in my head. So I don't think that they are this rich because they have good chocolate. So they might know more than regular citizen knows in
I don't know,
Europe.
But you know, the days, the gigs are there. Like, I think also Catatonia or... Mm-hmm. No, there was a band that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that they were putting gigs in November.
Well, to be honest, in United States there are also concerts, but United States is like burning down.
So it's true. I saw a news in Metal Injection that there was a concert without any safety or safety or precaution rules. So everyone was super like stick to each other. Mm-hmm. So I guess that after this there was a lockdown, generic lockdown of the region because. Yeah, the case will probably raise up in one night.
Yeah, but to be honest, I really don't know what is going on in United States in details, but it doesn't seem fun.
But you know, it's crazy because except concert, I also heard about other events in which they said, okay, fuck you, we will invite thousands of people. And then the day after, they had like 3,000 cases of corona.
Yeah.
And I'm like, seriously, guys? I mean, you do it only for the money, but the people that go there, if you see that it happens, just don't go, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but what were they expecting, to be honest? I don't know what will happen, but I hope that we will start to have some festivals or at least some open air festivals next year. Because for this year, I don't have any hope, to be honest.
No, but the guess who, for example, already canceled.
They canceled
for this year.
And also like some festivals that postponed later in 2020. Mm-hmm. They canceled this year. They directly, moved our tickets to 2021.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how will be the situation in 21 because a lot of organization had to close as well of labels.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be like maybe a new organization or a new people start in this environment. So I'm really curious to see what will happen. And maybe this was the way to pull the plug of some bands that they were kind of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like on the line to survive as a band, live as musicians and not. So maybe also there we will see like a change of, let's say,
faces,
names or faces.
As general, you are living in the city center and did you went for a walk and how was inside the city, generally the people?
I try not to go in the center, but right now it looks normal.
Like normal, right?
Yeah.
Because I only see when I'm coming here to record, but it's like a regular day. So let's see, maybe things are getting really normal.
But I don't know. The numbers are slightly increasing, but it's not really a big thing.
Yeah.
So it's quite normal if you reopen a country that you have like some numbers back because people are interacting much more.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest, I don't see like really like exploding. So let's see.
Let's see. Well, at least now my song kick, is each day I'm having new announcement for 2021.
Like 2021.
Yeah.
I think I will start to plan my 2021 then. Yeah. I want to do all the concerts I'm possible to do it with my holidays, to be honest, because I'm so tired. This is not summer. This is not holiday for me. It's really like I'm a nightmare.
Yeah.
The only thing I did so far is working, and then my holidays will be basically getting bored with my parents for 3 weeks and then coming back and start to work.
Yeah.
Well, so this is not life, guys.
I also didn't do any holiday plan so far, but let's see. This year will be like this probably.
Yeah.
And
then
for the next year, our maneuver plan was next year, right?
Oh yes, we have.
I hope this is not
list.
Yeah.
Guys, we will tell you about our bucket list. which is very interesting, and we want also your comments and your feedback about. But let's dig into the other topics before, because we are already like one third of the episode. So as always, we are late. We can see that we are from countries from South Europe, because we're always
that's
late.
For sure. Yeah. So what we will talk about in this episode, finally Hakem was able to release their album.
Oh.
So I will be talking about them, and you will be talking about one Saudi Arabic band.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have some discussion topics that we found in Metal Injection, but I think the main discussion should be that there is literally not much to discuss, so they are also starting to make up some
releases,
news.
Yeah.
And finally, we in our Deep Metal Secret State, we will talk about our bucket list of worst bands that we want to see live.
Yes, it's quite short, but we're still thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I think we can just come up with some new names also. So let's start with your Horit. What was the name of the band?
The name of the band is Dead Noise Frequency.
Okay.
As you mentioned. This is a duo. I think it's a duo from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
They have this project that it was defined by Metal Injection as a noise metal. I don't even know what noise metal is, but for sure this is not what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
This is an EP, so what they decided to do is to release like a kind of concept
album.
It's not only an album, actually it would be two, but a concept, I don't know how to define it. This is a concept album.
Mm-hmm.
What is this concept about? I did not get it because I did not find information about it. So this album, it was released in July 2020. I was expecting a little bit more coverage, but maybe because they're not famous, maybe because they're not under like a very big label, there were not so many interviews, at least in English. And there's this EP with two songs, and the rest of the two songs will come at the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What I can say about the music, because also I did not really get from the lyrics what is about, is that it can.
Sorry, the lyrics are in English or in Arabic?
No, they're in English. Well, I do assume that it is in English, but I don't really get it.
Okay. But you also couldn't find the lyrics in the web, I guess.
No, I don't think I ever seen like
subtitles.
Yeah, the website title said with lyrics or like I found like a couple of interviews, and then there were like one interview, and then there were like two webzines that they were making the news that they were this band was releasing the first album or the first single, and then it was just the video of the single. So there were not so many information, and the EP is called Horrid Dirge, and it's a kind of experimental metal music. They even said that it's jazzy, but I do not agree. I mean, only because there's a saxophone that makes some notes from time to time doesn't mean that it's jazzy. But you know, it's very difficult to define music nowadays because you can find the influences from everywhere. So people are just come out with all the old fancy stuff or whichever stuff. Like I found that this album is like a psychedelic, psychedelic element. Is doom, okay, because it's slow, so then we can assume it's doom, right? I don't know. I did not really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, I like the fact that it looks like a kind of a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this void that seems like it's the declaring poetries or like, I don't know, magic stuff or whatever. So it's nice. And then, you know, you have like this ambient moments, and then you have like these doom moments, a little bit harsher.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said for the next EP would be like just a wall of sound. So it's nice to have it compared to each other, because this is more silent, more introspective, while the second one should be like really like, I don't know, blow
heavy
your senses.
Mm-hmm.
So the DHF is nice. It's not new. It's not the first time that you hear something like this. I think that soon already navigate into this kind of concept, as well as other tons of black metal artists. At a certain moment, they thought that black metal is not extreme anymore, and they wanted to find another way to express themselves. It's interesting that this sound is coming from Saudi Arabia, because there are not so many bands in the Middle East that they have like such original song, so a sound. But for the rest, it's not something that I would advise to listen. Mm. You want to find something new, something interesting. It's not this EP, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
But then, main space is virus.
Yeah, well, it was... I was waiting this album like...
3 months?
Two or three months. I think it was either released in the late May or... early June, then it twice get postponed, and finally yesterday or two days ago it was released, and this is the sixth album of Haken. And for me, first of all, I want to talk about the artwork. I think it is beautiful. So
the artwork
of the album.
There's nothing in the cover, no?
Yeah, but that this simplicity I like, because it was also in their previous album, Vector.
Oh, okay.
It is similar, and I think it's like a continuation. The way they write Haken is the same. Again, it's a one color background with the virus in the middle. And also they released three music videos before releasing the album, and all of them, like, it was a they were following each other, so there was a story telling going on.
Mm-hmm.
And also obviously this is a concept album, that's for sure. You have all the elements, they are talking, there is a story that is being given about the society. And also, you know, that element, that some riffs that you find in other songs, and in the end of the album, they all merge together. Like, this is also something that Dream Theater does quite often. So this is a beautiful concept album, in my opinion. It literally worth the wait. So I was very... I had very high expectation, and when the wait time is getting longer and longer, your expectation doesn't go down. It really met my expectations, but one thing that I'm not so happy, let's say, we also had this discussion with you before. In my opinion, when they pre-release some songs from the album, some singles, I won't expect that one of them would be the best song in the album.
Okay.
I would just, at least if I was the artist, I would keep the hit in the album, in my opinion. But in this case, well, of course, this is totally subjective, but the best song, The Invasion, I think it was the third song that they released from the album.
Okay.
And the other songs that are we never heard and we heard in the album, I think they were really good songs, but they couldn't match the level of Invasion. So a little bit I had like broken dreams, let's say, because when I heard Invasion, I was so hyped that there was something even better than this in the album. I couldn't find this.
Yeah, but then you need to admit that I was right, because I think that always you try to throw the best in your single so people are interested to buy your album.
That's true. Yeah, you said that. But specifically in this album, you were right. But for Green Carnation album, for example, the song that they released was named Leaves of Yesteryear, which was also the name of the album. But in the album, there were even better songs than that.
Okay.
But again, this is all subjective. Maybe if you, when you listen, you will say that, oh, I didn't like Invasion and I like the other one much better than
it.
So it was just the feeling that I had. Let's go.
No,
I was checking my notes, sorry. There is one song which was, I think, nearly in the level of Invasion, called The Strain. Beautiful, and it was one of the most melancholic prog song that I heard. It's beautiful. I already put it in my playlist. I think it is one of the like top five Haken song they ever written, this Strange song. And I again think that Invasion also is again in 510. So two out of in the two songs that can I can put in my list of top five Haken songs in one album, I think it's very good.
No, it's really funny because you always mention your list of songs that you like, your playlist.
It's getting like bigger and bigger.
Yeah, but also, I don't even know if it exists or not. It's like your ideal playlist or...
No. It exists. Literally, the playlist that I listen in the car, etc. Or okay, when I'm working. No. It's in my, literally in my playlist that I keep listening every day.
We will share it then in our Patreon. Yeah. So everyone can listen to your listen amazing to, playlist.
There was one song that is 10 minutes long called Carousel. It was a little bit of disappointment for me because I think that this is the mistake that many pro metal bands or technical bands do, is to show off their skills. The song starts beautifully in a very musical way and then just go out of hand because they know lots of things that many people doesn't know about music theory, and they can play stuff that many people cannot play. And they just combine everything in one song, and I think they had a very nice idea about a beautiful song, but they literally over pushed skills and hardness, like say, in the song. And in the end, it's not, it sounds okay-ish, but if you ask me, I will skip that song in the album when it comes.
Yeah, all the song can be amazing, yeah.
Hmm?
Not all the songs. Yeah, true.
But you can literally feel that they started to write the songs and they say, okay, in this song we didn't show our skills, so let's show them, and they start add stuff in the song just for the sake of it. So I think it was a bit of shame, but one nice thing, they wrote like a sequence of songs. They called it the Messiah Complex, and there are five parts of it.
Okay.
In total, it's 17 minutes, and it is just beautiful to 17. 17.
Sorry, what is 17? Is like
the song that there are five parts. Oh, when you add them up, it's 17 minutes. So it's a huge song, but they divide it into parts. Mm-hmm. When you listen it in the sequence, so from part 1 to 5, it you can really hear the story. You can really also feel the story with the ups and downs in the music, and the strong points and the like slow points, some melancholy. The bad thing is that, for example, if you are a Spotify listener, when you put it for shuffle, they can come with strange order. So part one, then part four, then part two. Then it doesn't make any sense anymore. Because first, when I listen to the album, I listen like in a sequence so that I listen everything, and then I redo that. But yesterday in the morning when I opened the album, I think I misclicked or something. I put it in shuffle. I totally forgot. And then all out of the blue, the song doesn't make any sense anymore.
Okay.
So it's not a big issue because many bands do it like this, and I'm sure that they really didn't want to make a song of 17 minutes.
I don't know why we're still talking about it. Huh? I mean, I think that you really like this album.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I see that you still have like one page and a half of notes, but I guess that the best is that our listeners will
to listen.
The album and write to you and say what they like and what they don't like. I mean, I'm a little bit envious about your reviews because mine are really like I'm trying to give a summary, and you just dive into everything basically.
So what should I do?
I don't know, but we don't have enough time to discuss it now, so let's go to next topic.
Okay, so our next topic will be our discussion topics.
Oh yes, so we were discussing, we were stating that actually right now, website as Metal Injection, Loudwire and so on, they don't have so much to tell. And in order to maintain their own viewers, they're just making up news that from the title, basically they're clickbaits.
Yeah.
So from the title, they're really interesting, and then you look inside and yeah, there's nothing. So yeah, I found this news. Mm-hmm. The first one was that in the past Tony Iommi kicked out Madonna from
out of the rehearsal room.
Yeah, and you think about like some kind of drama. There was sex or whatever, and then she was freaking out because he has other groupies around him. And then it turned out that basically there was a misunderstanding during the Live Aid. So every band, so the Black Sabbath participated to the Live Aid for Africa in '85, mm-hmm. and then every band as Black Sabbath has their own rehearsal room, and also Madonna apparently was singing there, mm-hmm. and they give them the indication to go in Black Sabbath rehearsal room, but it was the wrong one, and they just told her to go and search another room.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it was not really like that. He kicked her out. It was just a misalignment. So
yeah, the guy just asked for her to leave, and she left. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, they destroyed my thirst of gossip.
Drama. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if it works in English. Mm-hmm. And the second one, oh my God,
we just find out via Metal Injection that there was a crepe specie that's named after Nightwish.
That actually is a crepe that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that is an old crepe. Yeah. So this was again a 5-word news. So we entered because again we were curious to see what happened there, but literally there was nothing. So I think one of the archaeologists, how they call it, the scientists. I'm not sure if
a researcher.
I think he was a Nightwish fan, so they just.
So they didn't even bother to find the reason why they used the Nightwish name for this crab. Maybe it was like a specific. Maybe it looked like Phil Johnson, and we don't know actually.
Or maybe it was eliminating. But I don't. I really don't know.
What is a crab, by the way? Because I'm not really sure.
Crab, you know,
it's like the one in the sea, right?
Yeah.
The one with
the crabs. Clam.
Yeah. Okay. Then I know what is it.
It walks like this.
Why the works side lateral? Walk. Do we know why it works lateral?
these are questions to be asked to a biologist.
Do you know how a crab work?
Probably.
Also, can you imagine that someone write to the keyboardist of Nightwish and he said, "Oh, you know that we name a crab after you," and he would be like, "And then?"
I think he would be amazed because he seems to me like a bit.
He's a crab fan, right?
No, he's a different guy. The other day, I was very curious because. He seems very silent, so I find a Q&A.
Did you speak directly with him or what?
No.
I keep calling him every day, like, "Hey, how are you? Today you're a little bit down. What's happening?"
I had the impression of him that he's not talking and he's an introvert.
But where?
Just feelings. I had that feeling.
So what you see, YouTube TV or what?
Yes. Uh-huh. So I entered the Q&A. I think he's a little bit crazy, so he would be totally very happy that there is a crab named Nightwish.
It's amazing that we state stuff about people that we never met in person. Like I think that if I look at this video clip, I think this guy is a psychopath.
Yes.
We do like this is very bad, you know. We're really gossipers.
We.
We?
I think it's like when you are famous, you should encounter this kind of situations.
Yeah, but I mean, we're kind of judgmental without knowing anything.
Yeah, we are not saying so bad things about people.
Well, except that they say that all keyboardists are gay.
But yeah, well, that
was the first episode, so it doesn't count.
We were excited back then, yeah.
Okay, and then there's the third one.
Well, the third one is funny, but I think it would be much more funny if we just see this episode.
Yes, so basically there's a new TV series, a reality show, mm-hmm. which there are three of the Osborne, like mom, dad, and Jack.
Son, yes.
And Jack. And Jack basically is like, I think he's even think that the heart is flat or something.
Yeah, both probably.
And he will try to convince his parents to...
to those bullshit, basically.
Yeah, uh-huh. So this is all we know from Metal Injection. And I think that the first episode will be broadcasted in the US on the 2nd of August.
So next week.
I don't know how much, I mean, how can we find it? We
cannot. Well, in which channel it will be?
I don't know.
Because I think in Europe, you can watch those channels if you pay one of the platforms.
Let's see. We can find it legally. Still searching the movie of Danzig.
We should find that.
If you know what guys how to find Verotica. Verotica, yes.
So we move.
I asked my mom to search it, and she was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Don't ask." I think she thought that it was a porn movie. You know?
Yeah, but when you told me, I also thought that it was a porn movie.
And I'm like, I don't know, but I think it's a horror. I mean, from the trailer, it looks like horror.
Yeah, but also some horror movies that there is a thin line between the in the horror movie scene, like after a certain amount of shittiness, they start to cast porn stars. And then it starts to be like a half porn horror movie. There is a horror movie, the mainstream horror movie called Zombie Strippers.
Yeah, okay, then I understand.
Jenna Jameson is the lead.
I don't know who is Jenna Jameson.
She is like the Michael Jordan of porn.
Yeah, of course.
but and the, of course the rest of the girls are also porn stars. So, but when you checked it in IMDb, it is named as a like a horror movie. And also those Piranha movies. Would you do you remember?
I don't watch horror.
Yeah, but me neither. But there's
don't
like
you know?
Yeah, but of course we know. I was also adolescent at one point. Maybe you heard like Sharknado.
Oh yes, my friends were so into it.
Half of the cast are porn stars in those movies. So
That's why they were watching this movie. Ah.
That shittiness level, it's like half erotic movies with some horror elements, like the porn star is like all half naked and the half of the leg goes and blood, etc.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's an eye opening news for you.
For sure, I will not start to watch horror movies just for interest.
Yeah, I'm very afraid of horror movies.
If they're good horror movies, I'm happy to watch it, even if they make me like anxiety.
You know what I do? When there is like good horror movies like Conjuring, I open the movie, I find the script from internet, I read, because I cannot handle seeing the monsters. So when I read the story, I'm not as afraid as to see the actual bad figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last horror movie I saw was Jeepers Creepers.
Wow, those are not very horror.
No, but it was more disgusting or shocking, I think.
So
but anyway,
our last topic is our bucket list for worst bands.
Yes, because we're planning. When everything will be over, we want to do stuff. We want actually to bring you guys to leave our the best experience with us. For example, seeing the worst band that we discussed during this podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we should think about to record ourselves while we are watching them. But okay, this would be another discussion.
Yeah, if they become our Patreons and send us money so we can buy equipment.
That would record.
That this time I said, send us
but
money.
But you know, normally, unless you are a press, you belongs to press, you cannot bring any camera.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You need to rely on your phone anyway.
Yeah.
But then we were brainstorming about which bad band we want to see next year. Do you want to make the list?
The
comments,
first of all, we start with Manowar.
I mean, we already discussed why.
Yeah,
we love them, but we also hate them. So there's this
Just before starting recording, we were checking Manowar videos, right?
They're terrible.
Horses,
especially
leathers,
from the '80s.
Muscles.
Well, okay, muscles
fainting
are
girls.
Fine, but yeah, the fainting girls is really like, you know, it seems that feminism never existed in these videos, you know. It's really like, it's so insulting from my side.
They are so, when you open the video, I could start smelling testosterone, to be honest.
It's true.
But this is what sells them, I think.
I don't know. For me, they're like a gigantic question mark.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people listen to them and they like them, even if we discuss there might be some logical reason. Maybe there's a book that describes this, why people like men. Well, like a psychological.
In my opinion, if we just check the internet, we would find some autobiographies. I think those guys has this ego to write how they become the greatest band of the world.
For sure, there will be something in the website. Maybe there's even fan fictions about it.
But You never know.
Oh my god, I need to search it, you know, it'd be so you nice.
You never know.
Okay, and then your favorite singer of all the time.
Yeah, Danzig. Yeah. Danzig, but I would like to go specifically for a live concert of this Elvis album, so that he only sings Elvis songs. Like,
I don't
so
think
that
he will do it. Maybe
he
will pull one or two songs during his normal concert.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
It would take like this kind of mic from the 50s and
then make the hair like
with this voice like which was the name of this guy?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis. Okay, and then I was thinking, no, because okay, these two are quite famous in our podcast,
mm-hmm.
but also I was brainstorming by myself and I came out with the Black Veil Brides.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this band? Okay, I got to know this band because when I was a teenager, I had a friend that was that had a lot of emo friends.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she was not emo, but I don't know why she actually was the trend at the time, so it's normal to have like emo friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable what it means, emo friends. It's not that they're not emophiliac, but just like actually emo stands for emotive.
Really?
Yes.
Because
I read an article
about it was coming from emotions, like emotional punk. That's emo punk. So it's they always cry, like the world ends, we cut our.
It's like the same. It's like as same as emotional.
But emotive, I would expect that it means that they don't have any motive in life.
Oh, then I need to check. I'm not sure. I think it was emotive, but also emotional makes sense. And the nice thing is that the first video at all, they look like 12 years old. And you know how many views have this video right now?
15 million or so, I would say.
124 million.
Really?
It's crazy. Like, the video from Manowar has so many videos, viewers, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're really like, they look like 12. It's crazy. And they were like, of course, they were... They were not really singing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The video is terrible. The video, there's like another 12 years old that is going around and acting like an emo person.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even have the bassist at the time. So they were in free.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, you hear the bass that is playing, but there's no bassist in the video.
Yeah.
So just to, I mean, can you understand?
Yeah.
And now they're so big and they're still so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have this idea of, so they base everything on the like this really emo rock music that
mm-hmm.
no one is listening anymore.
Obviously, like 150 million people listening.
I don't know. It's still a trend, seriously?
I don't know, but the fourth band is also an emo band, but they just released a new album, My Chemical Romance, and now they are 50 years old nearly, and they still
they
have the same
like,
look.
But are the like? The fan are still like teenagers or they're...
I would expect that, again, the new sets of teenagers starts to listen to them.
But why? Which is the point? Because one reason why these bands are successful is that more or less they have the same age as their own fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm 15, I don't want to go and listen to someone that looks like 60 or 50.
I agree, but the main concepts of the songs are so childish that it can really touch some hearts in the teenage, like having betrayed by the best friend, the girl goes with the drummer.
50 and they talk about this shit.
Yeah, this is sad.
I still prefer Steel Panther. I mean, I start to reevaluate them so much.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about Steel Panther. I actually saw them last year. You left the festival before them.
Yeah, but I saw a little bit.
Yeah, so at least they are good musicians. I don't agree because they are also quite materialized women, to be honest.
Okay, but I think this is more like a story that they invented for that they're branding themselves like this.
But the same goes for Manowar. They are also branding themselves like this. Probably they started like a power metal band, then they become famous. Maybe they want to change, but at this point it's too far ahead.
But the thing is that, you know, you can easily see that Steel Panther are not taking themselves seriously.
But true, they are making fun of stuff, that's for sure. But they are also having lots of plastic surgery, etc., especially the guitar player of Steel Panther.
But But this, they're from LA, right? Everyone is having a surgery in LA, I guess.
Yeah, but Ozzy also is living in LA.
I think he had surgery.
No, I'm not sure.
But then with the drugs, everything fall down like after 2 days or so. Yeah, his wife has a lot of surgery.
That's for sure. No, his wife looks like 30. Well, from a distance, let's say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she moves like a 70 years old, like a proper age, yeah.
Okay, but anyway, so this is our list so far.
Do you have any other names?
I don't have any idea right now. Well, maybe Rammstein. I mean, I like them, but I want to see the singer just ejaculate in front of the first row.
Well, I was
I
more.
Think it would be a nice experience, huh?
I think. By the way, I think they are quite good performers, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Like because whenever I see the scenes,
he's allowed to mimic any sexual intercourse on the stage anymore.
It's not allowed. Also, they cannot do the penis, big penis thing anymore. They were pumping.
Yeah, but this is fake. You can see it's fake, so I think it's fine.
Okay. Good. Nice to hear. I was thinking more maybe to piss you off a little bit, but Limp Bizkit, for example, they are just shit.
Well, you know that I had a teenage crush on the guitarist. I would like to see him. It would be kind of shocking because now he's like
quite
50.
Old. For example, this is not in the list, but I would like to really see. I'm not a huge fan, but I would like to see Offspring.
No,
it's not in the worst. So it's not in the bucket list. I don't put it there.
Yeah, but
I
the
think
singer looked like the Michelin Man. You know the Michelin
Man?
Yeah,
true. I know.
Okay, because I thought he was
Michelin Man.
I can hear that you only have in Italy, but no, it's like worldwide. Yeah. I don't know. I would like to see Linkin Park, but now it's not possible.
Yeah.
But this is not because I hate them. I like them. Yeah. So this is another topic. Maybe
but Limp Bizkit, for me, for sure, I never understood why they become famous. I think they are shit as fuck. It's a pumping of United States.
A good question. I don't know why I like them.
Yeah.
Back
the guy was. You can say that he was handsome, and you were young.
Yes.
Yeah, but the guitarist, how you know it's handsome? You don't see him.
Yeah, exactly. He was handsome because he was a fake corpse painting.
Yeah.
That's why I started to listen to black metal, I guess.
Okay, so we are already ahead of our times.
Guys, apologize. But if you want to know some other information about Aken's new album, please let us know.
Contact me.
We can make like a separate episode about only this album and go song by song.
Sorry. But I was very excited about the album and it's worth listening, I would say.
But
still, it's not the best prog album in the year. Still, I think Green Carnation album was better.
Okay, now I'm getting interested. Yeah. I need to listen to this Green Carnation album.
Okay, so
yes,
thank you for listening.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.